Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskadden here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing our daily podcast as usual. So glad you've joined us today. I pray you're being blessed by the Lord. We are going to release a prophetic dream today the Lord gave me. And it's about Psalm 92, very unusual. And I have sought the Lord for what it means for this hour. And I believe we're going to release that for you today, of your focus for the season we're in. All right, let's listen in.
You see that you're shaping my life. All I am, I surrender. Give me faith to trust what you say, that you're good, you're is great. I'm broken inside. I give you my
Well, welcome back. Thanks for coming back today. We so appreciate your heart to be faithful to these podcasts. And many of you listen every day. We honor you. Well, it's the sixth day of June 2023. I think this is the day D-Day when the Allied forces invaded France from England and started the beginning of the end of World War II with our soldiers hitting the shores there. So we honor all those who sacrificed for freedom against evil spirit. We're not here against a nation. We're against the spirit of that age that wanted to destroy the world and make everybody come under one world government, theirs, and we won. And that Lord, that same Lord that helped our soldiers then, is helping the soldiers of God today. And we are not going to give up on this fight that we're in. We are encouraged by the Lord that He is with us and for us in this hour. And I want you to be encouraged. Well, yesterday I shared the beginning of this dream, and it's a very short dream. Let me just cover it. The Lord had me commissioned by Him to teach and speak out of Psalm 92 for the hour that we're in. It's a now word for us. It's a simple psalm, but it's very important. The principles are not simple. They are divine. And when you follow the divine order of the Lord in the midst of a crisis, what happens is the product is the joy of the Lord becomes your strength. And you need strength in this hour. For the wave of darkness that is rising up right now, I just saw June in the spirit as one of the darker months. I know you got, well, you say that every month, Pastor Tim. I'm telling you, I'm sorry. I keep hoping the next month's going to shift and move into something more bright. But I want you to know this. The kingdom's always bright, and the kingdom is always shifting into something more brighter. The darker the night, the greater the glory. And I want you to catch this. In this psalm, the writer, really, it's just talking about the Lord's goodness. And the Lord's reminding me in the midst of this battle that we're in to not get bitter, but to get better by praising in the midst of it all. God can give you praise in the midst of it all. This is going to be an answer to some of your problems that you're going through, because your attitude will just begin to direct you. You know, I remember we used to say a thing when I was a youth pastor, your attitude will generate your altitude. In other words, it'll determine your altitude of where you are in the spirit. Are you having the right attitude to understand that you're seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, like it talks about in Ephesians? This is our promise. So we made it through the first five verses yesterday, and I'll pick up there. And this is not normal for me just to go line upon line this way on these podcasts, but I just felt the Lord said to do it. So I'm going to obey Him. I may not get as much listenership because it's not as exciting to some, but I want you to get this. I believe it's going to help you persevere through the moment that you're going through. It says, a senseless man has no knowledge, verse 6, nor does a stupid man understand this. That when the wicked sprouted up like grass and all who did iniquity flourished, it was only that they might be destroyed forevermore. Now this we need right now. This is a mystery, right? Within every miracle there's a mystery. And just about everybody doesn't catch it. They don't see it. If you don't have discernment, you'll never really discover the deep and glorious secrets hidden in the ways of God. Because what God does in some weird circumstances, when things look like everything's going wrong, the wrong direction, everything's going bad, God is setting up a miracle. Look at Joseph. Look at Gideon. You can go through scriptures. Look at David. On and on. There are many stories in the Bible where, like, that circumstance is not good. You know, how can that be? You know, that's a good thing that's going to happen. And yet God works through it all for his purpose there. And so it's true. We can't deny that the wicked are flourishing. Look, they control the airways. They control the media. They control the governments, most of them around the world. They control the education, the business. You understand the seven mountains, as we call it? They pretty much, in the family especially, they control them all right now. They're flourishing in those places. But listen to this. It's only for a moment. They foolishly forget that their destiny with death, if they keep going that way, and they're all going to be destroyed one day if they don't turn from their wicked ways. So yes, we can, you know, okay, God, you're going to win. We don't want anybody to suffer, but this is the thing. We have to remember that God, in the midst of all this, we can't understand that. If you don't discern that, then you're going to get mad and you're going to think they're going to win. I promise you, the Lord is not going to lose this battle. He is the dread champion. He is the undefeated champion of the universe. And he's going to win. Psalms 2, right? They mock God. He laughs at them. He warns them as they shake their fist at God. He says, I'm going to take you down, in a sense. It's a spirit, I understand. But the people that are possessing that spirit must understand they're coming against an almighty God. And this display of dishonor and open shame against God Almighty is not going to be tolerated by the Lord. It's only for a moment. You see why this psalm is so important to us right now? Because it looks like they're going to get away with it. I'm not here to deny the reality that they're flourishing. But I'm here to say to you, and I'm prophesying on this podcast, it's temporary. And I can say that that's one prophecy I know is going to be 100% true, because that's true throughout the Word of God. And it's true throughout history. So that fact is a fact, but we're not going to stay in that fact. You, O Lord, are on high forever. Just like they will be destroyed forever, you are on high forever. We need to remember that truth. He's the highest place. It's endless glory. It says, for behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies will perish. Now say that right now. And all who do iniquity will be scattered. Let's make that decree that those who are enemies of God, they will not survive. They will not make it. But the Lord will be exalted forever in the highest place of the endless glory of God. I want you to catch this. You must trust the Lord. While his opponents and the workers of wickedness, they will all perish. They're going to be forever separated from him. We are not those people. And we cannot focus on what they're doing to our lives. We need to understand that God has that under control. And they're not going to get away with what they're doing. And they're going to have to pay a price, unfortunately, for their lives. I don't want anybody to suffer that way. We have to believe right now that the Lord is going to do that right now in the name of Jesus, we pray. That's our heart's cry. That's what we're believing for. So verse 10 says here, but you have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox, and I have been anointed with fresh oil. Can I pause here? The anointing has been made strong. It makes us strong and it makes us mighty. And it says here that you've been empowered, or you've empowered my life for triumph. I want you to catch this. The Septuagint reads it this way: I will raise my horn like a rhinoceros, or wild ox, same thing. That's how it's translated. And in my old age, I will still have plenty of oil, plenty of anointing. Come on. Listen to this word right now. In the midst of all this, you've made us strong and you made us mighty, Lord. You have done this for us. You've exalted our horns as a wild ox, like it says, and you've anointed me with fresh oil. Now listen, everybody right here, right now, I'm going to pray for you in the middle of this podcast. God made you this way. He made you to be strong and mighty, and He's empowered your life to be a triumphant overcomer. The overcomer anointing is the most important anointing you can have. Because when you read the seven churches of Revelation, every church has an overcomer portion of that church. And to them is the greater reward and the greater encounter, and to me, the greater life. You can't do it on yourself. In the midst of this crisis right now, you must get to this place and recognize, first of all, we've laid this principle today. God's going to take care of the wicked. Don't focus on the wicked. Don't focus on what they're doing. Don't focus on how they're getting away. Don't focus on how they're flourishing. That will lead you to a place of despair. You focus on what He's done for you. That He's going to make you strong and mighty in the midst of this. Look at it this way. The darkness that we're engaging in is only to build our spiritual muscles. That's all it's for. I remember, I've said it before in these podcasts, but there's a book by Anna Rountree. I got it right here by my desk. It's called Open Heavens. Let me pull it over. Yeah, Heavens Await. I'm sorry. Heaven Awaits the Bride is what it's called. And in this encounter, she was shown that God assigns an angel to every single person. And this angel is to wrestle with us in our rebellion. Okay? So it's always fighting us. It's part of your conscience, if you ask me, where you have this whole battle going on inside your mind and you know you should do the right thing, yet you don't want to do the right thing, your flesh doesn't, etc. And the Lord showed Anna in this encounter when she was taken to heaven that this angel becomes more muscular when it fights its assigned person in the body. In other words, it's a workout for that angel. And the question you have to ask yourself, what does that angel look like, the one that's assigned to you, that's always fighting against you in your rebellion, in your disobedience? Look, he needs to look like a Holocaust survivor. He does not need to look like he could win the world championship weightlifting contest because he's so muscular. All right. Now, regardless of that, I think there's a conscience. If you don't, well, I don't believe that. Well, I want you to get that. Your conscience does the same thing. It fights you. It's the Spirit of God inside of you that it wants to make you walk in the ways of God. And these enemies, in a sense, that we're going against right now, that we're dealing with right now, is building our spiritual muscles. Are we going to turn from the Lord to Psalm 92? I'm going to stop here. We'll finish it tomorrow. This whole time in the Lord that He's allowing these things to put our faith, like that song we start this podcast with, give us faith, Lord, to be able to endure this hour and to be able to push forward. Look, the triumphant church, the overcoming church, the bride, you can call it whatever you want, but God is looking for an overcoming people, and I believe I'm talking to them. I believe on the other side of this microphone is a people that want to be overcomers and that are pushing through this fight and not giving up. I can hear and I know what I'm hearing in the Spirit, that they and you are going to be those people. Ask the Lord to make you strong. Give thanks for that. His anointing makes you strong. It's empowered your life to be triumphant, pouring fresh oil over you. I'm praying that right now, that you have a fresh dousing of the oil of heaven. Father, I pray right now for everybody listening to this podcast that, Lord, we need this in this hour. Forgive us, Lord, for focusing on the enemy and the wicked. You said it's only for a moment that they will flourish. And that, Lord, you're going to remove them. And, Lord, their reward will be that they will be scattered. Our reward will be in you and be with you forever. Lord, even in our old age, anoint us with fresh oil today. Even if we don't feel we can have it, you can do it for us, God. I thank you for that today. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. All right, see you guys tomorrow. Well, thanks again for listening to our daily podcast here on this app, whichever one you listen to or on your computer. Thanks for finding us. Please share this with your friends, as always. We always ask that. That helps us. And also, when you like it or subscribe to our channel, it really helps get the word out of what God is sharing through our ministry. We love each and every one of you. We want you to know what we're up to, but we also want to pray into your life. Go to our website, ChristianCenterStreetport.com, or our app, and you can find out all that we do, as well as our YouTube pages. God bless you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.